Elaine, sorry, I interrupted you there. You were about to intervene on the issue of driver's tests before we had to take the ad break.
Well, the point I'd be making is I think the government really does need to act on this. And we did hear Sean Canny say that we will be back down to that 10 weeks by September. If that doesn't happen, I think you will see more of a clamour for the kind of innovation that Richard came up with there around boxes and in cars. And in fairness, the measures that were brought in relatively recently around requiring someone to have a passenger with them if they're on a learner licence was brought in to save lives. Mm. So if we do have more pressure on the system, will ultimately be kind of compromising safety on our roads, which when we see the level of fatalities this year again, I don't think is really a way we should be going.
I think, and if you go at the time when people could drive on their second provisional unaccompanied, when you told people that abroad, people from other countries just thought that was madness.
Whereas now you've got 2 years on a novice plate. Once you have passed your test, you have 2 years on a novice.
Right, we had somebody... says RSA needs to be held accountable here. I question if there are 75 new testers signed up. New testers also need to go through weeks of training too. RSA recruitment needs to be seriously reassessed, says another listener there. I do want to just get to one issue because we do have just another short break to get to. Richard O'Donoghue, our colleague Micheál Lehane, was reporting tonight that the Standards and Public Office Commission is carrying out an investigation into your colleague, Independent Ireland TD Ken O'Flynn, following a complaint about comments he made not when he was a TD, when he was a Cork City councillor, and they were a subject of a complaint under the BAI, the then Broadcasting Authority, as well. Any comment?
If there's an investigation in, there needs to be an investigation carried out and then the findings discussed afterwards. It's the same as any investigation, no matter what you do. Investigate into it, and when there's findings there, you can then make a comment on something when it's investigated.
But were you aware of it?
I was aware of something of it before the elections, but again, don't know the facts around it. And when the investigation is done, I'd be quite happy to deal with the issue on the findings that they've found.
All right, and preliminary application by Mr. O'Flynn's legal team will be heard next Monday. We've got to take another break before we go.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.